Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
And hanging out here at the Rock Stage with Manifest. How you doing, Manifest?
Doing good, man. Just drinking some water.
Yeah. I got to at least hear the beginning of your show, which was awesome, and the lights and all that fun stuff. Yeah. And very exciting, but that song was awesome, and you guys have just a little bit of energy. It's exciting.
Yeah, we like to bring it hard when there's a room full of people that are ready to rock out. We like to bring it. That's for sure.
So if a lot of our listeners probably don't even know who you are, because you're still pretty new for our listeners anyway. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
We're a Toronto-based rock group, two-time Juno nominated. We're on Tooth and Nail Records. We kind of do like kind of a people compare us to kind of like Linkin Park, like a rock rap kind of thing. So it's kind of the style. If you find out more, go to manifest.net, M-A-N-A-F-E-S-T.net. You can hear more of our tunes.
Okay. How'd you guys hook up with Tooth and Nail?
For about four records now we've done with them. And the original connection was with a buddy of mine named Trevor from Thousand Foot Crutch who connected us.
Okay. I did see that in the bio, actually. Yeah. I did see that connection there. Cool. Yeah. So, so this is your fourth record that you guys have done. Wow, that's amazing. So you guys, now where are you headed after this?
We go to California. Okay. Yeah.
So you guys go all over?
Yeah, we just got back from Alaska yesterday. We've been to seven different countries. We get around.
My goodness. So on this new record, CD, whatever it is, what's your favorite cut?
No Plan B. It talks about leaving the past behind and looking towards the future, and it's also a skateboarding term we used to use growing up in our culture and stuff, so yeah.
If you wouldn't mind, you might share a little of your testimony with us?
Yeah, God set me free from a lot of junk. I lost my dad to suicide when I was about 5 years old, so I've been through some different struggles, never really got into drugs, alcohol, or, crazy sexual junk, but I went to a Bible camp, and Jesus really changed my life and affected me, and when I was about 14, and never steered away from it because it works. The Bible works. If you work it and get in the Word of God, it'll change your life.
Okay. And but you wanted to be a skateboarder, right?
Yeah, totally.
And why didn't you keep pursuing that?
If you were at the show tonight, you would have heard.
Well, I do know personally. I'm asking for our listeners. He's messing with me, man. You're killing me.
Hey, dude, I gotta do it.
You want to know why I know? Because of my son.
Oh, does he know? Oh, okay. Yeah, I hurt myself skateboarding. I had an accident and I just landed on the board wrong and busted up my foot, and that's where I had nothing else to do, so I started to write songs, and it was really hard because I sucked at it really badly. I just kept on working at it and eventually got better.
I find it interesting because there's a lot of people who would say that we'll pray for it to be healed and God will heal you. Okay, so you didn't get healed though.
Well, not
in your timing, right?
No, definitely not. I would have wanted it to be better, but it's funny, I always think about destiny and certain things and, God's plan and stuff. And, you just never know what would have happened. I definitely believe in free will and all that stuff. And I don't know. I don't know if I would have gotten into music if I hadn't have hurt myself or not. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. But now God's given you, I don't want to say a second chance, but he's shown you another gifting you have.
Well, yeah, now being older and stuff, I can still skate and have fun. And now looking back at it, I would much rather be doing music and just being skateboard for fun. Skating mashes up your body. It's not exactly as, it depends how good you get. It's not exactly as lucrative as well unless, you really, really make it. And it's a tough, tough industry. Not that the music industry isn't tough either. But I'm very happy and very thankful for where I am.
If there was one thing you could tell our listeners as far as just either what God is speaking to you or what you're reading about or whatever it might be, what would that be?
I would just say that, there's a scripture in Matthew 6:33 that says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. It's so easy to get caught up in the things, what you're going to wear, what's going to happen with this, that, and worry. If you just seek God, everything else will work out. You got to work hard, you got to do your stuff. But, just seek God and he'll give you the peace, he'll give you the plan, and it'll be blessed and you'll live a much less stress-free life.
We have actually a lot of atheists and stuff that follow us. You have anything you want to share with them maybe?
Yeah.
That too, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, if you believe in God or not, you know, God believes in you and loves you. He created you. He wants to be a part of your life. And the only reason I believe in God and Jesus is because, you know, I've tried other stuff and the Bible works. You know, the principles there, love people, treat people right. I stopped lying. I stopped stealing and started loving my neighbor as myself. Just simple, simple stuff that's in the Bible that actually works. And if you try it, you'll be like, wow, okay, this is great. You know, Power of Positive Thinking, written by Norman Vincent Peale, W. Clement Stone, a lot of these successful millionaires from back in the 60s, Dale Carnegie, all these guys. Implementing biblical principles that work, and that's how they became successful, not only on earth, but you get to go to heaven as well. So there you go. Go for it.
I think that's awesome, man. I you're on Facebook, right? Because if you are, I'm going to start following you.
Yeah, facebook.com/manifest.
And where? What was your website again?
Manifest.net.
Everybody go check this guy out. He's very cool. So thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Hanging out with Dave from Sidewalk Prophets. How are you doing?
Doing good. Tired and wonderful.
Yeah, great. Good show tonight. Pretty good crowd.
Yeah, it was great. It was despite the downpour and onslaught of rain, people, they powered through. And there was a lot of folks here that were praising Jesus. So.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, for our listeners who maybe, we play your guys' song, The Words I Would Say, we play that, These Are the Words I Would Say, right?
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
Like, okay, we play that on our station. But for some who maybe don't know much about you, just give us a little tidbit. What's the band about? What do you guys like?
Man, we like a lot of things. No, we're we were all from the Midwest, and our goal is just really just to try to be a band that just shares the love of God. That's a blanket statement, but it's the truth, man. We realize, we've screwed up and we've fallen down. We've had to rely on God so much in our lives, and all those times when you're in those storms and those ugly places, God is doing something, and I think that hopefully our music can inspire that kind of hope that we don't even want people to even just see us. We want them just to feel God, and that's our hope and our goal. You don't have to sing songs to worship, man. You can do it as a teacher, an astronaut, whatever it is. Just worship God. So.
Oh, absolutely. And hey, you know, too, with Congo, can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, man, we were blessed. We got to go to the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and we met some amazing women. The statement is from the government, do not go to the Congo. And so we were a little freaked out. And when we went over there, we landed and saw these amazing women it's the rape capital of the world, to be honest. And these women had been raped and just destroyed their whole lives. One of them was confined to a wheelchair. She was paralyzed because of the atrocities that happened to her. And she's afraid to show her face, but she sat down and talked to us and it broke our hearts. And we realized that those women need the Lord, and they need help. They need financial support. And they need food and shoes and clothes and things of that nature, and we didn't even know where to start. And one of the major needs is just hospitalization, and we went to a place called a trauma healing center. It's an amazing place. It's got doctors and surgeons and emotional counselors, and they're all dedicated to the fact that only our God can truly heal someone. And so these places are a beacon of hope in the middle of the bush. These women travel by foot after they've been brutally hurt and ravaged. They have to travel by foot just to get to this place. These trauma healing centers. And so our goal as a band is we want to be a voice for those women and let people know what they're struggling with, what they're going through, that they love Jesus and they just need some help. So if you actually today, if you're hearing this, just text my sister, one word, my sister, to 20222. 20222, and it's going to cost $10. I got to preface that. It's a $10 text, and what it does, it goes straight to those women, and it helps to build those trauma healing centers. It's an amazing, amazing thing. But if you want to, it's on your heart, my sister to 20222, and it gives $10, and it changes one woman's life. It's amazing.
Okay, so is that $10 a month or a one-time thing?
Yeah, it's just a one-time text, and one woman's life changed. My sister, 20222.
Okay. How did you connect up with that?
American Bible Society. The American Bible Society are amazing people. They're actually based out of New York, and they've been around since the start of America. I mean, they have their heritage is so deep and vast, and they're just a bunch of people that are devoted to getting the Word of God in people's hands. But they want to do more than that. They want to reach out overseas. They want to go. Now, you know, this American Bible Society. He wants to be a beacon of hope in the Congo and all over this world. And so we were honored to just be chosen to come alongside those guys and do this.
That's really cool. You know, if there was one thing you could tell our listeners that God is either sharing with you or you're reading or whatever that is, maybe encouragement, what would that be?
Man, I have a lot of things, but really, you know, my favorite verse is James 1:2. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds. And, you know, my family, you know, while we've been on tour, some things have been going on, and it's hard sometimes to get on stage and put on a happy face, but I think if you just get on stage and put on a real face, or go to work and put on a real face and show people that there's actually the pain that you're going through and the hurt and the strangeness that you feel, that's normal, that's human, and God can use that to show others that he's doing something great. And I think so much as Christians, we try to hide the hurt and the pain and the times where we fall down, and we should be sharing those. That's an awesome example of how God can take someone broken and turn their life around. That's what changes people's lives. So I guess just be honest, be truthful, and don't hide from the hurt and know that God is in it. God is going to take care of you. He's good. He's always good. It's not easy to love him, but it's always good.
Well, Do Not Keep Silent, listeners, just so you know, I'm not the only one who's pushing James. Yeah. It sounds like you are, too.
James is my favorite book. It is. It is. I love it.
Yeah. Well, why is that?
Oh, man, it's small. No, I love to read. I'm a big...
It starts with a J?
Yeah. No, I'm a big nerd when it comes to literature, but James just is... Almost every word out of his mouth is just power. You know, it's talks about taming your tongue and all these things that we trip up so easily. One of my favorite is it says, is anybody happy? Sing songs of praise. Is anybody weary? Kneel down and pray. Call the elders to anoint you with oil. And it's kind of like that's all of life summed. If you're happy, sing praise to God. If you're sad, get on your knees, pray to him, let him know what you're hurting, you know, what's going on. That's what we got to do. That's what we've been called to do. Let God know what's going on in our lives. Have a relationship. And that's what James is stressing. He's like, you need to do this and this and this. But most importantly, love God. Let him know that you love him. Have a relationship with him. Talk to the creator of the universe. And that's the honor that we have. He lives right inside our hearts.
That's awesome. Everyone, yeah, you listen to Do Not Keep Silent. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you later.
Listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.